During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate to be a cornball, but in my leisure time, I like to go to sleep.
At some point, I'm going to have to give up dolls and give up a bunch of things.
If God is allowing this and it is meant to humble you, you got to eat that. Like, you got to find a way to eat that.
Dad is so adamant that he is right, and I'm very stubborn, so I'm like, you are not right.
You ask, I answer. I am going through some of the questions that have come in from Mind Your Business. I'm going to try and get through as many of them as possible, but I have to tell you, I still have a lot to work through, so we may have to run this back. If you want me to answer your question, send me your question to podcast@womanevolve.com. You can write it up, or you can send me a video like these ladies did, and we will answer your question. Some of these are from Hey You. We had a lot of women at Hey You who sent me their questions, and so I'm going to try and get through some of the ones that came through Hey You.
Hi, my name is Crystal. So, Pastor Sarah, I wanted to know, what is your morning routine?
This is such an interesting question because my morning routine, child, hey, these mornings they're not even the same mornings as they usually are, okay? Every day is different, but on a regular morning, I wake up around 6 a.m. I get up, I have a little time to myself, whether that's worshiping, praying, setting my intention for the day, looking at my calendar, determining whether or not I need to make any changes to what's on my calendar. If I have a chance, I do a little little bit of scrolling. I'm not going to lie. I check in on the socials. Most of the time it's after I've checked all of those boxes because, you know, it's a little time for me. I like to do something that gives me a little joy. I wake up my daughters. I drag them out of the bed. Well, really, it's just Ella that I drag out of the bed. And then Mackenzie is usually up. I make them breakfast. We do school runs. We pray in the car. We listen to music. After I get back from taking them to school, I work out. I begin whooped. After I work out, I shower. Then I sit down at my desk and I go through meetings. I edit my books. I prepare for podcast content. I look at deals. I respond to emails. It all depends on what is happening any given day. After I've gone through my work things, I pick the girls up. Most of the time they get out at different schedules. So PT and I will take turns. We pick them up. We come home. We have dinner. We do bad things. It's pretty regular. All of that to say, like, it's pretty normal. Then there are days that I'm up at 4 a.m. when we shot the Woman Evolve campaign for 2024. I'm up at 4. I'm in hair and makeup. We're taking a plane to go shoot in the middle of the desert. There are some mornings where I'm up doing my makeup because after I drop them off, I have to shoot some content. There are some days where my husband takes them to school and I'm in my bonnet until 12 o'clock. And so my morning routine can be different from day to day, but that long answer is pretty much, and you said morning routine and here I am talking about dinner. But anyways, that's usually my morning routine when I am in town and in a rhythm that is honestly good for me and good for the girls.
My name is Guy Green. My question for you, Pastor Sarah, would be, how do you manage to stay so grounded with everything that is going on around and in your world? How do you keep it together the way that you do? Let me just say this. I love you in the way that you do it. I appreciate the fact that you are so authentically you. And I thank God for having created and sent you to all of us. We won't be selfish, but just to let you know, I've already made you my bestie. I hope you can accept that. Love you. Thanks so much for being you.
You know, it's really interesting. The way that my story has unfolded, it has made me so reliant upon God that staying grounded is a requirement. It's a requirement in order to show up. First of all, thank you for making space for me in your heart and on your journey, for adopting me as your best friend. I did not know how much I, you know, would need. Or, you know, it's hard because people are like, you shouldn't need. I think that's true. And I didn't start it because I needed something. But there's just such relief in knowing that there is a space for my voice in the world that it never gets old to me to hear that, you know, is resonating with you all. But I guess I don't drink the Kool-Aid. You know, I try to be intentional no matter how much success or titles or accolades are added to my name, that I remember that at the end of the day, I didn't really ask for any of this. God gave it to me as a gift. And so I don't want to feel entitled to it or that I some kind of way masterminded my way into it. I am very clear on what my limitations are and where God picks up. And so I stay grounded by constantly showing up in a space of authenticity instead of showing up as someone who should act a certain way because they're a New York Times bestselling author or because they've, you know, been times 100 next or they've done tours or like whatever. Like, I didn't have a role in playing in any of that. I just said yes. And I'm reminded of that. And I feel like that's part of what I keep in the forefront of my mind. And I also try to be intentional, like as jazzy as I can get, as fancy as I can get, you know, hair, makeup, bust down clothes, all the things. Like, I also try to show up like this on purpose too, because anyone with that much makeup and that much hair on their head ought to be able to look good. So, you know, it's not remarkable that I can get jazzy, but, you know, to hold space for what I look look like when I'm running around with my kids and trying to get things done, but also like, hey, I can show up and pop off right quick. Like, I think that's the beauty of womanhood, is that I don't have to pick one or the other. I can be all of those things at the same time, because neither of them fully define me. It takes the totality of who I am to even scratch the surface of how I should be defined. And so I am grateful for the skin that I'm in. I'm grateful for the opportunities God has given me. And I try to honor these opportunities with my humility and authenticity. And you know, I pray God never has to pull my coattail and just remind me to, you know, sit down, be humble. But I'm also prepared for that as well. It's funny, something happened recently. And I think that when I was really worried, I had a lot of anxiety, and I was trying to figure out, like, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And I think ultimately it was my pride trying to protect myself from failure, from the idea of embarrassment and being humiliated. And at the end of the day, I had to say, if God allows this to happen, if God allows for this moment that could be embarrassing, could be humiliating, to, you know, go viral on the internet, if God is allowing this and it is meant to humble you, you got to eat that. Like, you got to find a way to eat that. And if it changes the way people look at you and people are making fun of you, like, you got to be okay with that, because at the end of the day, I can survive what God allows if I can continue to stay connected to God. And I don't want my need to avoid failure, avoid embarrassment, avoid humility to keep me from staying connected to God. So I surrendered. Come on, surrender. I surrendered to what that moment was trying to teach me. And ultimately, the lesson I learned on the other side of that surrender is I can withstand not being able to defend myself and really trust that God will defend me. So I hope that helps.
Evolve.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet, and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises? Or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Karen DePaw, and my question is, how do you rest? Because a lot of times in ministry and with women that can do it all, we are told to do it all. But how do you actually rest and feel rested, rejuvenated enough to keep going?
I wish I could tell you that I have this mastered, but the truth is I am learning. It's actually one of the things that I was studying for my message that I preached in Dallas. I was accosted by 2 Corinthians 3, where Paul talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And he talks about how the scribes at the time were viewing the law through veiled faces, I think it is. And that when they turn to the Lord, though, the veil is removed. And I was thinking about that because I felt a lot of pressure to stay on top of all of my responsibilities and all of the things that God has entrusted me with. And it was very much so not giving freedom. It was very much so giving stress. And I wanted to tap into that freedom. And so I turned to God, right? I turned intentionally to the presence of God just to experience the presence, not to ask for anything, not to give a list of the things that are going wrong or my hopes or my dreams, but to just experience a glory to glory transaction where His glory is so captivating that it changes my spirit and His image is imprinted onto my spirit. And now I possess glory. And so in a very deep spiritual way, that brought me rest because it allowed me to, as my husband would call, elevate elevate the plane. And as I lifted the altitude, some of the things that were weighing me down and bogging me down, I was able to look at from a place of peace and from a place of adequacy and a place of strength and fortitude. So that's one way that I find rest when I can't actually find rest. But I have made it my mission starting this school year, actually, to really ask my husband for more help with the girls, especially during the school year. When the school year first started, context is, you know, Ella started school during the pandemic and then they were both homeschooled. And so when we first started sending them to a more traditional school environment, I was like, I'm going to make them breakfast every morning. I'm going to take them to school every morning. I'm going to pick them up every single day. And I was doing that. I was waking up at 5 a.m. so that I could still work out. And that was fine. Except for on the weekends, like I don't have the weekends down. Maybe I'm speaking at a conference on a Saturday, or I'm at church on Sunday, or I'm doing both of those things in a weekend. And I would look up and there would be like, you know, 44 days of I'm up at 7 and going down at 11 p.m. And I was tired and resentful. And yet I wasn't asking for any help. And so I was robbing myself of the very thing that I needed. So on a practical level, I have been willing to let go of my, I don't want to say my expectations, but my vision for who I need to be as a mother or a business owner or a daughter or a wife, and to lean into opportunities where I can get help and support from those who have asked whether or not they can help or support me. And so that has been helpful for me in resting. I started getting my nails done after the pandemic, which, you know, I was not a get your nail done girly, but I do enjoy when my nails look pretty. And I used to say that if I have time to sit down and get my nails done, I would rather rest. And sometimes that is absolutely true. But as of lately, you know, I have found pockets of rest in enjoying how I am showing up in the world in a way that is a reflection of who I want to be and not how I feel. Because sometimes, like right now, you ought to be able to tell, like, the girl is in need of rest because I am showing up how I am. This is the way the good Lord made me. And, you know, if I do not get rest soon, it's finna get real, like, it's finna get really she don't care. Because when I need rest, I am the first person who's willing to sacrifice and suffer as a opposed to, see, I can't even speak right. You know what I mean? She need a nap. As opposed to letting the people in my world experience some disappointment. I would rather disappoint myself, be ran over, broke down, bitter and angry than telling someone, hey, I can't do it. Or, hey, can you get somebody else to do it? So I am learning to discover rest by uncommitting myself and allowing that, you know, new commitment to taking care of myself to be communicated with love and intentionality. Like I tell my girls, like, I love taking you to school. Mommy also needs rest, and letting two things live in the same space.
Hi, I'm Tillis. What is something that you like to do on your leisure time? Like, or places that you might like to travel? Where's your favorite place to travel?
I hate to be a cornball, but in my leisure time, I like to go to sleep. If I have enough time, I go to sleep. Outside of that, I like to play in my wigs. I like to organize my wig closet. I like to read. I am an avid reader. I love a good book. I love going to the movies. Like, I know everyone's streaming things, but I like going to the movies. I like popcorn with peanut M&Ms and sitting up and watching literally anything. It could be a thriller. It could be a chick flick. It could be some shoot 'em ups. Like, whatever it is, I enjoy going to the movies. I would say working out, but that's not true. But I do like how I feel after I work out, and I could be liaising. What is it when you're leisuring? I could be leisuring instead, but I'm working out, and so I must enjoy something about working out. I like eating. Can that be something that you do in your leisure time? I love a good snack. nothing fun. If my time is for real kicked back, like I have no projects, no pressure, I enjoy crocheting. I have a blanket that I need to finish, but I ended up having a lot of other projects slammed on my plate. And so when I really get to kick back, I'm going to finish crocheting my blanket.
Hi, my name is Whitney, and I just want to know, Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, how can I be a part of your team?
I never thought I would see the day where someone was asking me how they could be a part of my team. And I have actually gotten this question quite a bit. I don't know if it seems like we do a lot from the outside looking in, but I assure you from the inside looking out, we push out a lot of content. We also plan really large events. I, you know, create a lot of projects, and as a result, those projects require slating and marketing and intentionality when it comes to organization of those projects and execution of how they get into the hands of people. We do a lot of on the production. Okay, so how can you be a part of my team? It depends on what your skills and talents are, and also what you need financially. If you are in a position where you need full-time work, we do have some full-time positions, but they are more administrative and then high-level executive roles. So I am in the market, I guess you could say, right now for a high-level director of content, executive director of content, someone who has experience in creating content for, you know, a company that has, I'm going to speak it because faith, right? Like, I want someone who is like Netflix level executive director of content, someone who has enough experience to help me navigate the gifts and talents that God has given me through these team members and to help blossom and grow them for wherever God's going to place them, whether they're going to be with me till the wheels fall off or they are going to move on to another space. I want to be able to not have my team be capped out because I'm capped out with my experience. I don't know a lot about the best way to, you know, tap into the trends and how do we create things that continue to be relative and relatable and cost efficient. And so that's my high level goal right now. And then we have some entry level positions and some, I guess, mid-level positions for marketing and creatives primarily. We need writers right now for the content that we currently create and for the content that we want to continue to produce. So email info@womanevolve.com and let me know, send me your resume and we will see what we can do. Or email POP@womanevolve.com. That's people operations, and let us know what you're looking for. If you have a volunteer spirit on you, to the point that it does not get me in trouble legally because there are employment laws, we are also looking for people who just want to serve because we're trying to build a baby and we ain't got no crib, we ain't got no stroller or nothing. Our YouTube is monetized. I try to monetize things on social media as well. We're constantly giving back, and God is creating pathways where people are constantly pouring back into what we do. And obviously we are good stewards over the resources that we receive for conference to make sure that we are able to facilitate an experience where you have all of the information you need, all of the support that you need, and an experience that feels well executed and well thought out. So we're doing all that we can to generate the type of income that would allow us to make the strategic hires for Woman Evolve to continue to become all that God has decided she will be. So you don't have to work for free, but you may have to work for faith. You know what I'm saying?
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house. And I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's Alexis Anderson. My question is, Pastor Sarah, how did you begin the ministry of, just encouraging women? I'm in the mental health field, and I just want to know how you did it so I can help to encourage other women that are maybe struggling with things that they don't want to talk about.
So I started my ministry of encouraging women by first serving someone else's vision. I wasn't sure the impact that one woman's yes could have on, you know, multitudes of women until I started serving at the women's ministry at the Potter's House of Dallas. At the time, I wasn't speaking. I was writing, which is what I prefer to do. And I was working behind the scenes, and there was this program called God's Leading Ladies. And there were maybe 100 women who would come every other Saturday. They would connect with other women, and then they would basically learn, like, how do we position ourselves to become God's leading ladies? So how do we position ourselves professionally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially? And it was this course program that I was just responsible for facilitating who was going to be speaking, maybe working at the calendar, ordering the lunches, reserving rooms. It was very much so administrative. And yet I could not deny that watching these women from week to week made me want to become one of them. And I felt like if I can create an environment for them to do it, then maybe I could have access to it as well. And so I will say that my ministry began then, because I was minister means to serve. So I was serving even then. And then when I began to kind of go on my own journey of trying to figure out what it meant for me to accept my past and maximize my present and invite God into my decision making, it started a blog. And from that blog, I noticed that women were gravitating towards the message. They were feeling a little less alone, a lot more known. And, you know, I think they were growing, a lot more grown. And that was enough for me. I was speaking, I was telling my story, I was blogging, and then people kept telling me, you should have a conference. You should have, people were leaving comments, you should have a conference, you should have a conference. I'm like, I'm not going to have a conference just so people can come hear me speak. Like, I will not just host a conference because I was gaining a following or popularity. And so it wasn't until God gave me a revelation about Eve, the very first woman, that I said, you know what? Like, to me, this is something worth building a conference on. So while many people felt like it was the natural next step for me, it took me a few years to come to a space where I really sought the Lord and asked the Lord to give me something worth speaking about. And I don't even know how I was know that I was speaking at. Oh, I know. I was speaking at a women's. You guys read most. Maybe you didn't. What? Wow. Many of you read Woman Evolved. Some of you haven't. But I was at a women's conference, and they had on these shirts with the women in the Bible in them. Ruth, Mary, Esther, and Sarah. And I was like, I know why they don't have Eve on that shirt. And I started this journey, like, let me go look at her life. And the more I studied her, the more I saw her. And I felt like every woman could connect with the first woman in some way. If you're not an Eve, then maybe you know an Eve, someone who knows better but didn't do better. And if you aren't Eve in some way, can you please teach the rest of us, because we out here struggling? And so I took a step of faith, and I said, I'm going to host this event, and we're going to see what happens, and I'm going to start a podcast, and we're going to see what happens. I started all of those things at the same time. It's one thing to think about starting something. It's another to think about sustaining it. I know a lot more now than I did then, and I don't know that I would have done anything differently, but I've certainly got a lot of lessons from starting it that way. But I say that at the end of the day, God gave me something to say, and I used what was available to me through my platform, through my skill set, to create an environment for it to come out. So if you are feeling the tug of moving into ministry and helping other women, then I say start with what you have. Start with what's in your hand right now and the women who are currently connected to you. Recognize that ministry takes on many different forms, that it doesn't necessarily have to look the way that you see it in order to be effective. Ministry is helping your friend with her project. It is showing up to support her or him. Oh no, we're talking about women's ministry, but you know, help the fellas out too. But maybe it is preaching. Maybe it is getting on your Instagram live. Try all that you can to not make it about numbers, because that hijacks the efficiency and effectiveness of just wanting to serve one person. And if you're just willing to serve that one, then that's all that matters. And from there, God will do whatever it is God has already ordained to do. And be obedient to what you sense in the spirit and trust God with the rest. One of the things that I have learned about being in women's ministry is not only are we prefixated with whether or not our past will define us, whether or not we can navigate the shame and uncertainty of having to rebuild our lives after pain and trauma, when we are not consumed with worrying about our past, we are worried about the future, worried about whether or not we can live up to whatever requirements the future has for us. And I was really struck, even when I was talking to my girls and I was interviewing them for the podcast, and I asked them, like, what is the thing that I think makes them maybe most nervous about the future? They both were talking about change and transition and ultimately what they may have to surrender in order to become. I want to play a little bit of our conversation so that you can hear an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old echo the concerns that many of us have in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. Hey, 20s.
Ooh, the scariest thing is like knowing that I'm going to grow up and I'm going to have changes.
What kind of changes?
Like, at some point, I'm going to have to give up dolls and give up a bunch of things. Give up my beautiful room and move to another room. It's just me growing up.
And that makes you nervous? You're going to be an amazing human. You already are. And God's always going to make sure you have everything for every stage. So like, even though you give things up, whatever you give up, God's going to add back to you in a different way.
Really?
Yeah. So like, if you give up dolls because dolls give you so much joy, like God will be like, oh, I'm so sorry you had to give those dolls up. But what I'm going to give you instead is deeper friendships, or I'm going to help you discover your gifts and talents. Like, we never give anything up that God doesn't add back to us. It just may not be the exact same thing, right? So like, when you were a baby, like, you gave up your crib, right? But you like your big girl bed, don't you? And okay, when you were a baby, maybe you gave your bottles and pacifiers. But now you're able to do big girl things, like you have sleepovers with your friends and you get to have play dates. Those are things you couldn't do as a baby. So like, no, you don't get to have a bottle and pacifier anymore. But now you get to do something that you couldn't do because you were able to let that thing go.
And if I won't be able to let my little girl doll go?
Well, maybe you hang on to a couple. Like, I have all my Barbies. Maybe you can still hang on to some.
I'll hang on to them.
The scariest thing about growing up is growing up. I know that sounds like weird, but me, I'm an overthinker, so I'm constantly thinking about my future. Like, oh my gosh, I have 10 assignments due tomorrow. Do I have time to finish them all tonight by 12 p.m.? By the time my screen times go off, then I'm going to hit submit on every single assignment. Not that I'd have 10 assignments due tomorrow. But, you know, I had to clarify that because I have a lot of missing assignments. But I'm telling my business, y'all.
Telling your business.
Spilling. And willingly. You know, I'm a teenager. I go through a lot. But anyways, because me, I'm always constantly thinking about my future. If I'm not thinking about tomorrow, I'm thinking about 2 weeks from now. Where am I going to be in life? If I'm not thinking about 2 weeks from now, I'm thinking about 4 years in the future. What college am I going to? I'm thinking about, do I want to get a PhD in psychology or do I want to be as part of the CSI? I think, like I said, the scariest part about growing up is growing up. Just constantly worrying about the future. Like, am I going to make it into NHS next year? Is it going to look good on my college grades? Am I going to ace my pre-ACT? Am I going to ace my pre-SAT? Am I going to be ready to take the real thing next year?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. That's a lot, because that like tells me what it's like to live in your head with all those things swirling. What makes you come back to the present moment? Like, when you're having, oh, I'm tired. Everything's fine. But when you're like having these moments where you're all over the place thinking about the future and stuff, what, if anything, brings you back to the present?
I think there's certain people. And then there's also certain playlists. Okay. And then I also think there's God. Because if I'm not thinking about my assignment that's due 2 weeks from now, I need to think about the assignment that's due tomorrow. That's my problem. Like, yeah. I'm always procrastinating. I'm like, oh, I got 2 weeks until that 2 weeks turns into it's due tomorrow. I'm always like, I don't know, I'm focusing. But anyways, certain playlists, I have my worship playlist. I got my all my other playlists, and you know,
what would you call all your other playlists?
All my other playlists. I have like several different genres of music that I listen to. So it's like all my other playlists, my 90s R&B playlist, my 90s hip hop playlist, my rap playlist, you know what I'm saying? That you say I know nothing about because I wasn't born in the 90s, but maybe just consider that I was raised right. You know, there's Evelyn, my best friend. I love her so, 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 so much. That's my bestie. And then you, Pookie Bear. Pookie Wookie Dookie Bear. That's my bestie. And then there's also Dad.
That really revealed to me that we struggle with being present and in the moment. And so as we bring this special edition of the podcast to a close, I want to challenge you to be present in this moment, to exhale your worry, exhale your fear, to shake shame and anxiety out of your body, and to ask God to ground you in this moment, ground you in today, that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to the joy that is buried in this moment, the lessons that await you, the hope that is yet to be found, that you would not straddle only between the past and the future, but that you would plant both feet firmly in this moment. And as you seek to do that, I believe that you are going to learn firsthand what it means to be a tree planted by the rivers of living water. Gone are the days where you are a leaf blowing in the wind of whatever misfortune or excitement has come your way. It's time for us to be planted. And so in order for us to plant, we have to surrender. And in the process of surrendering, we surrender time, path, expectations, relationships, and we say, God, help me to be planted wherever it is you want me to be, and to not miss the moment. The moment in which you tell me, I see you, I got you, I love you, you're known. I have a plan for you. Just trust me. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Trust me right now in this moment with all that you have. And that's the only way forward. Surrender is not giving up. It is giving in to His will, His way, His dream, His vision, His grace, His anointing, His power, showing up in you with strength. So take a moment and give in today, and allow yourself to be human. Allow yourself to be a kid. Allow yourself to be stressed and tired. Allow yourself grace, because we're all trying to figure this thing called life out. But with Jesus, we got the cheat code, the ultimate cheat code. Trust Jesus. Trust the Spirit. He's not done with you yet.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.